I have always been concerned that too many people are credulous, too willing to accept all of the propaganda that is showered on them daily by media and politicians. That's why I try to provoke my audience into thinking for themselves, and not blindly accepting all they are spoon-fed by the media, myself included. How do I do this? Psychologically. Each Friday, I urge people to pursue their weekend with reckless abandon, and not to worry about keeping up with the news, because I'll do it for them. They only need to tune in to my show on Monday, and I will tell them about any important events which took place over the weekend. And, as a bonus, I will also tell them what to think. This bewilders and confuses my critics, who shriek and moan that I am attempting to take over the country and poison people's minds. Nope, that's what they do. With the political correctness and dominance of the media, my little offer to think for people motivates them to do just the opposite, to think for themselves. Our society is preoccupied with death, from movies to books and now to trading cards. Do I think this is bad? Of course I do. But the cards are the symptoms of our declining moral base, not the cause of it. The simple fact of the matter is that these kids have been desensitized to such things, for a variety of reasons. If you want to improve this situation, you've got to start in their homes. You've got to make them understand that law is not about preventing people from enjoying life or oppressing them, but the establishment of limits on behavior. Laws are the tools we use to build an orderly society. Orderly society cannot be achieved or maintained if we allow people to do whatever they want to do. First, we make excuses for hedonism and antisocial behavior. Then we end up making excuses for violent crime. We excuse people from all personal responsibility for their actions. First, we make excuses for hedonism and antisocial behavior. Then we end up making excuses for violent crime. We excuse people from all personal responsibility for their actions. First, we make excuses for hedonism and antisocial behavior. Then we end up making excuses for violent crime. We excuse people from all personal responsibility for their actions. First, we make excuses for hedonism and antisocial behavior. Then we end up making excuses for violent crime. We excuse people from all personal responsibility for their actions. Use crude language on themselves all the time. They act grossly sometimes. Men use crude language among themselves all the time. They act grossly sometimes. Men use crude language among themselves all the time. They act grossly sometimes. All your friends were so knocked out.